T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Sports Radio WEI. It's Patrick Gilroy here with you guys on Late Night as we make our way together up until 2 o'clock in the morning. As always, the number to join me here, 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And it's always fun to come in here after one of these national games, Sunday Night Football. I'll be back again tomorrow after Monday Night Football. And it just feels like it's a bit of a letdown. You know, we had this exciting Patriots game today. Things were not perfect for the Patriots. And now I've got to capture you guys once again and get you back into sort of Boston mode here. Is, look, the new day is upon us. We are one day closer to the World Series getting started here. The Celtics, they will play tonight. We'll talk about them coming up in a little while on the program. But still, there's a lot to get to when it comes to this Patriots team, this 5-2 Patriots team, this Patriots team that has found its way back up the top of the AFC East despite all the stuff that we talked about, all the stuff that this team has been through. They get their first road win of the season this year. And this road win sort of reminds you of how the season has gone. It wasn't perfect. It was ugly at times. There were certainly missed opportunities. But at the end of the day, the Patriots did what they had to do, and that's come away with a victory. And I feel like after listening to a good chunk of the Real post-game show earlier today, I feel like fans are still dissatisfied with what they're seeing from this Patriots team. And that sort of drives me a little bit crazy, and that's what I want to get into here tonight. You know, I've got this feeling that there's a large section of Patriots fans, and maybe it's just the ones that call Glenn and Fred and Steve, and you know, to whine and bitch and moan. You know, this team is never perfect 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season. And I feel like we tend to forget that sometimes here. This is very much a work in progress. But the fact is this. This team is so talented, this team is so good, that they're able to win games despite the fact that they are a work in progress. Meanwhile, when you look across the rest of the NFL, the majority of the other teams out there that are a work in progress don't have the luxury of winning football games while they're getting better. And I think that's one of the big things that has made the New England Patriots the New England Patriots over the course of the last 18 years. They gradually improve. There is steady improvement week to week. And it all sort of culminates at the perfect time towards the end of the season. Now, does it always translate into a Super Bowl? No. But does it always translate into a team that at least has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl? Yeah. You know, that generally translates to winning the AFC East, talking about a first-round bye, and hosting the AFC Championship game. If you can do those things, you put yourself in a position where, yeah, if everything breaks your way, you can certainly put yourself in a position to win a Super Bowl. And I feel like that's the biggest thing here with this Patriots team. As long as they continue trending in this direction, then I don't get what people's problems are. And I don't understand what people expect to see from this team. Is the defense perfect? No, not at all. I mean, you look at the amount of points this team gave up today. You look at the amount of points this team gave up last week. The defense is not perfect. Are we seeing signs of life from the defense? Sure. A couple of interceptions today. You know, I feel like this defense certainly has taken multiple steps in the right direction since the first couple of games of the season. But no, they've still got a long, long, long way to go. And now with key injuries to two critical players, to two players that this Patriots team really, I think, will struggle without in the long term, one being Gronk and, of course, Sonny Michel, the other one. Now, how this team's able to overcome the running back situation is something that I feel like fans sort of are panicking about. And there's no reason to. We know that this Patriots team is going to find a way. They're going to plug somebody else in there. And that is sort of the definition of what this team has been under Bill Belichick. I mean, not for nothing, but on a day for the Patriots, you know, where you don't have Gronk and Sonny Michel goes down, it's a very, very, very good day for their whole next man up mentality. I mean, you go into the game with no Gronk, and what happens? Hogan steps up. Josh Gordon steps up and has his best game as a Patriot, 4 catches for 100 yards. Sonny Michel goes down, and on the very next play, James White runs in a touchdown. So, yeah, does it suck that these guys are hurt right now? Sure. Do you want to see Gronk on the field week in and week out? Of course you do. But does it mean that this team is doomed when they don't have Rob Gronkowski? Does it mean that this team is doomed because their starting running back is now probably gone for the season? We will get official confirmation on the injury tomorrow as Sonny Michel goes for his MRI. So I'm a little bit reluctant. I'm a little bit hesitant to sit here and say, yeah, he's done for the year, but this is a guy with a long, long, long track record of devastating knee injuries going all the way back to high school. So I don't have a tremendous amount of confidence that his knee is going to be okay. I just don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I've seen enough of these injuries to sort of, my best guess is he's done for the year. He's going to need surgery. He's going to be done for the year. Maybe I will be pleasantly surprised, and maybe I'll be wrong. But if that's the case, you know, there's no need to go out there and panic and go get Le'Veon Bell. I heard so many phone calls today, oh, let's go get Le'Veon Bell. Really? Is that what this team needs right now? Is that where you want this team to spend the few assets that they have, spend the minimal cap dollars that they have, and bring in a guy like Le'Veon Bell? Is that really, do we not watch this team week in and week out for the last 18 years? Is that really what this team needs at this stage in the game? Because if the Patriots were listening to the phone calls that Fred and Steve and Glenn took earlier, you would think that Le'Veon Bell should be on the next plane here to New England. And is he a wildly talented running back? Sure. Is he one of the best that this league has ever seen? Yep. Is he the answer to the Patriots' problems? No, he's not. This team is going to plug somebody else in, whether it's a guy off the practice squad, whether it's a guy that's a free agent here, or whether it's a guy that we never heard of. And Bill Belichick trades a seventh-round pick for somebody, you know, that's sitting somewhere else across the league. That's what this team historically does, and they find these guys that other people have generally never heard of. They turn other people's trash into treasure. And it doesn't always work out, but in a situation like this where, let's face it, I mean, yeah, Sonny Michel, has he got better week after week after week? Yes. Has he given this team a nice new dynamic at the running back position? He has. But did they miss him today offensively after he went out? No. It's not the reason why this game was too close. This game was too close because the Patriots continue to be unpatriot-like when it comes to turning the ball over. And that, to me, is the biggest problem here. And that isn't a problem that's going to be solved by bringing in Le'Veon Bell. That's not a problem that's going to be solved by going out there and complaining about what this team is not doing defensively. This team needs to find a better way, find better ways to hold on to the football. Today, they had their 13th turnover of the season today. That is the largest problem with this Patriots team. Giving the opposition additional opportunities, additional chances to cash in. Because I don't care that the Patriots are the Patriots and they're a step above the rest of the NFL. Really, I don't care about that. The rest of the NFL are still professional football players. And if you give other teams, other players, the opposition in general, multiple opportunities to cash in, regardless of that team's record, eventually they're going to do so. And at this stage in the game, the Patriots have already committed one more turnover, seven games in, than they did all season last year. And to me, that is the biggest identifier of a problem here. So if you want to sit here and pick apart this Patriots team because you're not satisfied in the victory today, that's fine. But let's make sure that we're picking them apart for the right reasons. Let's make sure that we're actually identifying something that I feel like can be fixed. Let's make sure that we're identifying something that is a tangible reason why this team continues to allow lesser competition opportunities to remain in football games. And to me, that begins and ends with a turnover battle. So that's where we'll start the program tonight. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is late night. I am Patrick Gilroy. There is room for you guys at 617-779-7937 as we sit here and we take your phone calls and we talk about this New England Patriots team that has now improved to 5-2 on the season. They'll hit that halfway point next week. It's a Monday night game on the road against Buffalo. So unless things go horribly wrong, you know, this Patriots team's going to hit their halfway point at 6-2. To me, that's a pretty incredible number for this team when you consider all the drama and everything that this team went through to start the season. I mean, remember the panic in the air here throughout the first few weeks of September. People thought that this Patriots run was over. And that happens every year. It shouldn't surprise anybody. You know, we have the panic here each and every year. But when this team got out of September at 2-2, I thought that that was a win. And now it's that steady, gradual, Patriot-like improvement that we're seeing week in and week out. And are the Patriots a better team than Chicago? Of course they are. Should they have allowed Chicago the opportunity to potentially tie this game up at the very end of the game? No, they shouldn't have. But that, to me, comes down to the turnover battle. And that's something that I feel like this team can clean up. They really can. And I do want to get into some things that I feel like are unfair when it comes to the turnover battle and some rules that I wish that the NFL would change or institute. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little while on the program, because I feel like sometimes when it comes to turnovers, certain skill position players, they sort of get screwed, especially when those skill position players' financial situation is directly tied to incentive-based contracts. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But as far as the overall bigger picture for this Patriots team goes, yeah, everybody assumes that this game next week is going to be sort of easy pickings. And while I feel like the Bills are certainly a team that the Patriots shouldn't have too much of a problem with, if you go into Buffalo on Monday night and you turn the ball over three or four times, you're going to allow the Bills, regardless of how bad you may think they are, you're going to allow them multiple opportunities to potentially cash in and put the Patriots in a hairy position. And that, to me, is something that Bill Belichick can work with this team on and clean it up. Because for years and years and years, this team took so much pride in their ability to hold on to the football. This team took so much pride in their ability to not turn the football over, be it interceptions or be it fumbles. And for whatever reason, this year, I mean, Tom Brady, he's thrown six interceptions through seven games. And this team's already got 13 overall turnovers as compared to 12 over the course of the entire season last year. So if you're looking for something to bitch about, something to complain about, something to identify as a potential reason why this Patriots team has been unable to really put these lesser teams away, to me, you don't have to look too much further than the turnover battle, because to me, that's where this story begins and that is where this story ends. It is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It is late night right here, Sports Radio WEI. It's Patrick Gilroy with you guys as we make our way together up until 2 o'clock in the morning. As always, the number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And really opened the show talking about the Patriots, who came away today, by the way, with a victory on the road, their first road win of the season. So despite most of the negative stuff that you've heard throughout the postgame, for most of the day here on both stations, this was, in fact, the Patriots win. It was a Patriots win where they didn't have Rob Gronkowski. He didn't even make the trip. And to me, to go on the road and get that first initial road win of the season against a quality opponent, I mean, the Bears, they're not world beaters, but they don't suck either. You know, this to me, although it was very much an imperfect game, it was still very much a game that this Patriots team, I think, needed to have, because it just, to me, shows that they're continuing to improve and they're continuing to find ways to overcome issues. You know, Gronk is a guy that, sure, are the Patriots wildly better when he's on the field and when he's healthy and when he's right? Of course they are. But he's somebody that they have had to learn how to deal with him not playing, unfortunately, over the course of Rob Gronkowski's tenure here. He's somebody that goes down with injuries. Now, when they reported this thing as the back, that did scare me a little bit, and I'm still not feeling completely comfortable, despite the fact that we've heard nothing but reports saying that Gronk will, in fact, play next week as the Patriots play on Monday night against Buffalo in Buffalo, right? We have not heard one report to the contrary. But when they report it as the back, now we've known about the ankle for a while now. He's been able to fight through it and play through it. And while he hasn't looked like Gronk for the majority of these last couple of games, when the Patriots and when Tom Brady has needed his guy, Gronk has been there. And to me, having that outlet, having Gronk on the field makes everybody that much better. Even Gronk at 70 or 80%, as we saw last week. He's still such a weapon and such a target. So you knew that Gronk had to be in significant pain for him not to even make the trip and put himself in a position to try and play. Now, I feel like that was the right move. It was the smart move by the Patriots. And whether the Patriots won or lost today's game, I would feel exactly the same way, because this team has got bigger picture goals in mind than just winning today, right? To me, yeah, do you want to win today? Do you want to get that first road win? Of course you do. Do you want to go into Chicago and win this 1 o'clock game? Yeah, it's important. But it's not nearly as important as the bigger picture. And the bigger picture here is this team continuing to put themselves in a position to do what they've done typically year in and year out. And that's win the AFC East, that's get that first round bye, and that is put yourself in a position to host the AFC Championship game and potentially find yourself in another Super Bowl. And that's exactly what this team's keeping their eyes on. Their eyes are definitely on the prize. And we knew it was going to take a while for this team to sort of come together, with Edelman missing the first 4 weeks of the season with the PEDs. And then people didn't even want to talk about the fact that even when Edelman came back, he had just missed a year plus of football. At 32 years old, coming off a significant knee injury, we weren't exactly sure which version of Edelman you were going to get back here. But God willing, he's continuing to surprise me week in and week out, and he looks kind of like Julian Edelman. He's not, you know, quite as speedy out there. He doesn't have quite the quickness. I don't feel like he's exactly the same weapon that he was when he was at his peak here, but I feel like he's going to get there, and I feel like the potential for him to get there is showing more and more week in and week out. Edelman with 5 catches today. Edelman with a touchdown today, and that is so big for this team, especially with Gronk out. And you've got that luxury when Gronk's going to have to miss a game because you know Edelman's going to step up and play pretty well. And you know Hogan, who unfortunately for Hogan, he started the season as the Patriots' number one wide receiver on their depth chart. And I feel like that's a big reason why the offense looks so ugly the first couple of weeks of the season. You know, Hogan is a good player, and he's somebody that this Patriots team certainly, certainly needs. But he's not somebody that should be number one on the depth chart at wide receiver for a team that is hoping to contend for a Super Bowl. That's just the facts. So now he's able to slide down to that number three, number four spot. And when he's called upon to step up, he puts himself in a situation where he can, like today, with 6 catches. And then, of course, the newest weapon of all. And everybody's making a big deal out of Josh Gordon because he had 100 yards today, and that is a nice number to have. And he had that great 55-yard run catch, and that was great, all right? But I'll tell you what, the thing with the 55-yard play, if you read WEI.com today, I'll tell you the part that sort of scares you a little bit, is you heard Josh Gordon talk during the week about this was the week that he finally felt like the hamstring was all better, and he was able to go at 100% and go at full speed in practice, and he felt like he was able to finally take the top off, is how he put it, this week at practice. And then what happened today? He caught the ball, and he said he didn't have enough energy. He was tired, and that's why he couldn't grab those last five yards and make it in for the touchdown. And when you think about that for a moment, think to yourself, geez, really, he was tired? Your adrenaline didn't take you through? So he still has got a little bit of a ways to go, too, to get completely back in football shape. He is a guy that has not played all that much over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. So he is not even close, in my opinion, to being the weapon that he could potentially be as this team makes their way into the second half of the season and into the playoffs. But when it comes to Gronk, again, I have zero issue with this team resting Gronk today. And if they want to rest him on Monday, why not? Really, I mean, if you cannot beat the Bills in Buffalo without Gronk, then what the hell are we doing here? You know, I know Gronk is going to be eager to play, but if it really is his back, and this isn't the Patriots just messing around with the injury report, which is something that they do, so I cannot say, you know, with 100% certainty that it is the back, but if I trust the reports that are out that it is the back, every time that Gronk's had a back thing, it hasn't been minor. All right, this is a guy that's got a history of significant back problems. And make no mistake about it, this team can lose a lot of pieces and still continue being the New England Patriots. We've seen it year in and year out. We've seen it this year. But Gronk, to me, is one of those pieces where with this particular edition of your New England Patriots, you don't have the luxury of losing Gronk in the postseason. You don't have the luxury of losing Gronk and hoping to continue to put yourself in a position to win a Super Bowl. So if that means sitting him out for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks until that back is 1,000% right, then do it. Because winning games right now, while it's important, it isn't critical to win these games right now. And let's face it, you got to win today. You play next Monday, so you get the extra day. If you can rest Gronk next Monday and give him a full 2.5 weeks off, 3 weeks off going into that next game, then why not do it? Why not do it? To me, when it's the back, that is something that you should not mess around with. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. It is late night. I am Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn's in Illinois. Glenn, you're first up here on Late Night.
Hi. This is Glenn from Streamwood, Illinois, Chicago area. And first time I've called WEEI.
Well, I appreciate that, Glenn.
I don't know. Well, you could probably guess why I'm calling, since I haven't called before. And Scott Zolak, I think he was like a backup quarterback in the NFL. I don't think he was ever a starter.
He was a backup quarterback for many years here in New England, and then with the Dolphins as well.
Yeah, and I thought it sounds familiar with the Dolphins, but I don't know if he's watching, you know, the same team that I'm watching or listening to, you know, because when obviously as a security guard, I was able to watch see Trubisky score on the broken play, pretty much. What a block he got, a nice block from Cody Whitehair that got him in the end zone. But for him to say what he said, I mean, being a Bears fan, I've seen great football, 85, 86, obviously the 80s.
Glenn, slow down one second. I'll let you finish, but slow down for 1 second. So this is WEEI, and we are the competition to 98.5 The Sports Hub, which is the station that broadcasts the games that Zoe works for. But it's a friendly competition. But could you at least fill the WEEI listeners in? What did Zoe say that got you so heated?
Well, he said that, thank God we escaped. Maybe this isn't word for word verbatim, but thank God, we escaped, this win, against a bad football team. And defensively, for me going into this year, before the free agent acquisitions, before they got Anthony Miller, they traded up, I think it was with the Patriots for the second round pick for Anthony Miller, to get him in the second round. But this is a team that, couldn't score anything more than 17 points a game. Defensively, they were a top 10 defense before this year. And then offensively, obviously a full season with Trubisky, they got Allen Robinson the second, who obviously, I guess he's got a groin injury or a groin pull, and that could linger. So, they got him. I mean, he wasn't able to play. Khalil Mack was limited, but, they got Robinson, they got Taylor Gabriel, third consecutive 100-yard week. Trey Burton, who had 100 yards, he scored, I think, the touchdown to make it 38-31, with the extra point. And but they were a top-10 defense before they get Roquan Smith, who was a teammate of Mikel. He was hurt, so that hurt the Patriots. They were without Gronk, but they did have Josh Gordon. That helped.
As far as you're a Chicago fan, obviously you live there. And what are your expectations for the Bears this season?
I guess it all depends. It all hangs on number 10, on Mitch Trubisky. I mean, I think defensively you win titles. I know they're in a tough division. Detroit's even 3-3. And of course, there's the Packers. This is a team that, the special teams, the block punt, and then the kickoff return, and that kind of like changed the momentum. To me, that was the turning point of the game, the kickoff return by Patterson, and then obviously the block punt didn't help, after it was tied. But, they're going to go as far as Trubisky. I think he has enough weapons around him. I think with Mac, they can go deep in the playoffs. I think they can win a division.
When you look at their schedule, right? You have the Jets, the Bills, and the Lions coming up in the next 3 weeks. So you're going to know a lot more about your Chicago Bears team in the next 3 weeks. If they go 2-1, 3-0, like they should against those three teams, well, then suddenly you're 6-3 and probably leading the division or at least in second place, and you're right there. But if you go 1-2 or 0-3, then maybe Zoe's got a point. But I will say this, Glenn, you can't get offended by what Zoe says. Like you said, he was a backup quarterback for a lot of years. There's a reason why he's on the radio. He's entertaining. He's funny. He's loud. He's flamboyant. That's what he does. So don't take offense to it.
Understand what I'm saying? They added to a top 10 defense. you get the Butkus Award winner in the draft.
But he's appealing. But he, Zoe's appealing.
Lil Mac.
Zoe's appealing to Patriots fans, Glenn.
Delaware.
Glenn, you don't have to sell me on your team. I am a believer in the Bears. I feel like they're a very good team, and they're a team on the rise. So if this isn't their year, next year it will be. It's coming for the Bears. I appreciate the phone call. But, you know, your time is coming. They're a team that's got – they're loaded with good, young defensive talent. And Trubisky's going to be the guy that sort of makes it or breaks it. And he's one of these quarterbacks where he's maddening because we saw what he could do with his legs today. He's clearly a talented player. He should be Blake Bortles, except better than Blake Bortles. All right, that's what he should be. But he still makes a bunch of boneheaded plays out there. And if you watch him for one series, you'll think that he is going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. And then immediately following that series, he looks god-awful. So when you look at Mitch Trubisky, he's still wildly inconsistent. So you're going to need to get consistent play for Mitch for this team to really capitalize this year and be the team that I feel like you think that they can be. But I implore you, do not get mad. Do not get offended when Scott Zolak says something about your football team. He is appealing to New England Patriots fans, and he says what he thinks that we want to hear. That's like opposing NBA teams getting pissed off when they hear Tommy Heinsohn at the Garden. I mean, no, they're all cartoon characters. That's what you have here in Boston. That's what you have in New England, and it's okay. I enjoy listening to Scott Zolak on the radio do football games. All right, he is a talented broadcaster doing Patriots games. And I don't care that he works for the competition. That's what he does, and he does it well. But you cannot get offended when he says something like, oh, you escaped a bad Bears team. Because you did. The Bears didn't play all that well, but the Patriots didn't play well either. And the fact was, the Patriots were able to turn the ball over multiple times, which is unpatriot-like, and still come away with a road victory. So that says to me a lot more about Chicago than it does about the Patriots. The fact that the Bears couldn't take advantage of the Patriots and their inability to hold on to the damn football, that says more about the Bears than it does the Patriots. I'm sorry. It just does. The Patriots that you saw today, caller, were not the world beaters that we've come to know over the last 18 years. The Patriots that you saw today, they're not a good enough team to contend to win a Super Bowl if that's how they are going to play. But that's not how they're going to play. They played just well enough to win today. And, you know, when you play a team like the Bears, you can do that sometimes. The Bears are an imperfect product, but you can go to bed and sleep well tonight knowing, if you're a Bears fan, that, no, there is some legitimate talent there, and this certainly is a team on the rise. But I implore you, do not get caught up. I mean, really, this game ended at 4-something. So this game ended 7 hours ago, and this has been stewing on your mind since then. Do not let Scott Zolak take up that sort of real estate in your mind. It's not worth it. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is late night. I am Patrick Gilroy. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It is late night right here, Sports Radio WEI. It's Patrick Gilroy with you guys as we make our way together up until 2 o'clock in the morning. As always, the number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. Really spent a good portion of this first hour talking about your New England Patriots as they came away today with a victory on the road. And that's something they had been unable to do so far this year. So for all the imperfections that we saw in this game today, and there were many of them, the one imperfection that I feel like has been a disturbing trend all season long has been this team's inability to hold on to the football. And that is something that has been such a large piece of Bill Belichick's sort of formula for success here over the years. It's that this Patriots team really doesn't turn the ball over. It's virtually historically low year in and year out. But this year, they've already got 13 turnovers compared to 12 all year last year. And we're not even at the halfway point yet. Tom Brady himself is responsible for 6 of those with 6 interceptions. That doesn't include the couple of fumbles that he's got as well. And we'll talk about Brady's 6 interceptions coming up in the second hour of the program tonight, because I do have a bit of a bone to pick with the NFL about these interceptions and the quarterbacks. And in my world, my feeling is I feel like they get screwed. You saw the interception today. Not Tom Brady's fault. So why does he have to get penalized? Why does he have to hold the bag for that? And Tom Brady's had a few of those this year, so we'll talk about that coming up in hour number 2 of the program. But as far as the first hour goes, it's really been, you know, this Patriots team continuing, in my opinion, to get better week in and week out and finding ways to win. Now, did they almost cough up today's game? Sure. But this is a road game in the NFL against a team that was above 500 going into the game. I mean, it's not a gimme. It is not a layup. And for those people that are already looking at next week's game against the Bills on the road in Buffalo as a gimme and as a layup, I'm sorry. None of these games are, because your Patriots are not a complete product yet. And that's the part of this that I really want to drive home to you guys. They show flashes of brilliance where they look like the complete product that they could be at some point this season. But until they're able to string these things together for consecutive quarters, consecutive halves, and eventually consecutive games, this team is still very much a work in progress. And with that in mind, nothing, in my opinion, is guaranteed. So it is Sports Radio, WEEI. Number to join me here, 617-779-7937. Let's get right back out to the phones. Let's go to Adam. Adam is in the car. Adam, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, Patrick. How's it going, man?
What's happening, Adam?
Not much. Oh, my God. I hope you have a couple of Excedrins after that last phone call.
I know.
There's a migraine there.
And you know what's funny? He called about a half an hour before I even got started, and he gave that whole spiel to my producer. And God bless my producer. He sat there, and he just listened, and he took it. But I couldn't take it. After 4 minutes, I had to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, Minahan. As Minahan was listening, I'm sure the radio got smashed. I love Zoe on the broadcast. I know it's a competition and everything, but I love playing him along with the TV, like turning the TV sound down and playing him. I do it every week, and I agree with Zoe. I mean that team, I almost compared our defense to like the Red Sox bullpen. It's just like you're just playing with fire. Like I have a feeling it's gonna be like last year. You know, it's just like if we might make it to the Super Bowl again, but that defense is just trash, you know, like not trash, but not the greatest, you know, and it's just like, oh my God.
No, I get it. It's a good comparison too, when you compare it to the Red Sox bullpen, because up until the playoffs, really, we continued just to wait for that bullpen to give it up. And that's what they did throughout the second half of the season. You kept waiting. You knew eventually they were going to give up a lead. They were going to blow a save, game in and game out. And same thing with these Patriots. Despite, no matter what you see, whether it's the couple of interceptions that the defense had today, it didn't matter, because you knew that the defense was eventually going to allow Mitch Trubisky to run all over them and allow the Chicago Bears team to stay in this game to the point where they were 2 yards away from legitimately tying this thing up.
Oh, man, I agree with you on the, if it's almost a catch and it bobbles out and then the other guy picks it off, like, that shouldn't go on Brady, you know. It's I agree 100% with that. It's just, it is what it is. That's the way it is. But, hey, man, I thanks for staying up, too, man. I love, I'm a night owl, so I love that you're on till 2, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the phone call, man. We'll talk to you again real soon. So, yeah, I enjoy staying up, and I don't enjoy not sleeping. I mean, the alarm still goes off at 6:30 in the morning after I get home at 3, and it is what it is. I mean, this is the dream job, so this is what I wanted to do, and if these are the hours that they're going to give me, then these are the hours that I will be grateful to take. It is Sports Radio, WEEI. It is late night. I am Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Adam brings up a good point here when we talk about this Patriots defense. It continues to be very much a work in progress. And for years, we heard about bend but don't break. That's not what's happening this year. There is plenty of breakage on the Patriots' side of the defensive side of the ball this year. There just is. And you wonder what this team's going to do to fix that, because I don't feel like there is a quick fix. I don't feel like there is a player that's going to emerge that's going to make a significant impact defensively here. Now, you do have to consider the fact that the Patriots are without their longtime defensive coordinator. And while the defense last year wasn't great, it was better than it is now. Now, it wasn't better than it is now with the Super Bowl, that's for sure. But I can't really look at that one game as a sample size and say, well, you know, their defense sucked last year too, so what are you talking about? This is just a team that, to me, they don't have a lot of talent defensively. They don't possess really game-changing players on the defensive side of the ball. And to me, this team's defense should be about limiting their opponents, right? And that's the problem that I've got with the turnovers. This goes all the way back to the turnover conversation that we started the show with. And this goes back to the turnover conversation that I'm going to continue to hammer home until this Patriots team fixes it. They're not talented enough defensively to continue to give the opposition multiple opportunities. And that's what you do when you turn the ball over three, four, five times a game. Like, that's what you do. You continue to hand the opposition, regardless of who that opposition is, multiple unearned opportunities to score on you. And eventually they're going to cash in. And eventually they're going to put you in a position where your backs are up against the wall. So, you know, you want the quickest way to fix the defense here is to limit the turnovers. That's it. If you limit the turnovers, then you limit the time of possession for the opposition, and you limit their opportunities to capitalize on your bad defense. And that's the easiest path to repairing what's broken here, because you don't need to bring in another skilled position player to fix that on the defensive side of the ball. You don't. You don't need to change your scheming defensively. You don't need to change a thing. You continue to roll out the guys that you've got out there right now, and you hope for the best while they're on the field. But you limit the amount of time that they're on the field because you limit the turnovers. That's what it comes back to. And if you continue to turn the ball over three or four times a night, be it through interceptions, be it through fumbles, be it through stupidity, then eventually it's going to burn you. And it almost burned the Patriots today. And this is not a team that's got the luxury of losing games right now. They just don't. They've climbed all the way back up to the top of the AFC East. And the Dolphins have started to fall back a little bit now in second place at 4-3. And that's good news if you're a Patriots fan. But this team is far from perfect. You know, this is not one of these supremely skilled Patriots teams that can just sort of wake up, roll out of bed, hit the football field, and win. That's not what this team is. And in a lot of ways, I prefer a team like this, especially a team like this at this stage in the season. Because, you know, some of these teams, a handful of these teams over the course of the Tom Brady era, right, have been so talented, have been so good, that what's been their fatal flaw, right? They don't get tested throughout the regular season. They sort of roll into the playoffs, and they get punched in the mouth, and they're not ready for it. That's not going to be the case with this year's Patriots. They will be ready for everything the opposition throws at them, because this team has had to overcome injuries. This team has had to overcome PED suspensions. This team has had to overcome infighting and all the BS that went on here throughout the offseason. This team has had to overcome losing their defensive coordinator. This team has had to overcome losing their offensive coordinator and then getting him back all in the same week. I mean, this team has had to overcome plenty of obstacles to get to where they are right now. So to me, I feel like that helps you build a backbone. To me, that helps you build something sustainable here that you can build upon week in and week out. And I am all for what this Patriots team is doing defensively for the most part. It's not perfect. It's not great. But to me, if you can simply limit the turnovers, then you stop putting the opposition in these great positions to score on you. And it's been a problem since game one this season with 13 turnovers through seven games. That is inexcusable. And that just makes the Patriots' lack of a solid defense, it highlights that problem, right? It exasperates that problem. It puts the spotlight right on that problem because you continue to give the opposition multiple unearned opportunities. And this Patriots team simply is not talented enough to overcome that week in and week out. Again, I feel like they got a little bit lucky today that they got away from Chicago with the victory, because Trubisky, you know, he threw that ball down the field and he nearly pulled off the Hail Mary. Nearly pulled it off, right? We're talking 2.5 yard difference, and this game is suddenly tied. Maybe they go for two and win it. I don't know. But that's how close this game was. And the Patriots, they outplayed Chicago. They did. They deserved to win the game. But because you continue to turn the ball over, you continue to give the opposition additional unearned opportunities. And one of these times, it's going to burn you. And it could happen next week against the Bills. The Bills are not a very good football team. They're a team with a quarterback identity issue. They're a team that doesn't know which way is up and which way is down. They are a flipping mess, and they have been for years. And every year you feel like it's going to be the year for the Bills, it never happens. But if you turn the ball over three times and you give the Bills multiple opportunities and you're on the road and you go into this game feeling like, oh, well, we're the Patriots, we're going to win this because we just showed up, you'll put yourself in a position where if you're not careful, that's a game that you'll lose. You will. Because these are NFL opponents, regardless of their record, regardless of what we think of their talent level or lack thereof. You cannot give the opposition, regardless of their record, regardless of their talent level, You cannot continue to give them free passes. And that has been the biggest knock that I've got on this Patriots team this year. Their inability to hold on to the football. Their inability to value their possessions. And just carelessly, in some cases, turn the football over. It is so unpatriot-like, I can't wrap my head around it. And I'm hoping that there's something that this team can do to start to fix this problem. So it is Sports Radio, WEEI. It is late night, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. When we come back, I do want to talk about this whole controversy, in my opinion, when it comes to quarterbacks across this league. Should there be something negotiated in their next collective bargaining agreement that says, I don't know, a little bit of verbiage, a little bit of language that says, look, if an interception is not the quarterback's fault, meaning, you know, if something happens like what happened today when Tom Brady literally, you know, dumps the ball in the receiver's hands and the receiver drops the ball and the defense is able to pick it off, how should that count against Tom Brady? When you look at Tom Brady's six interceptions this year, I can think of three off the top of my head that weren't his fault. So why does he have to carry that load? And why do other quarterbacks across the NFL have to carry that load? In other sports, it doesn't work like that. That's why you have errors in baseball. So we'll talk about that when we come back right here, Sports Radio, WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.